in trying to solicit people who can perform the work so that it is, you know, spread fairly across the board.
Sir, I think the diversity issue, you know, is a multi-front war. I think we can make tremendous progress, particularly with our supply chain, with the contractors. And I think as part of a regular agenda item at all future meetings, we'll review the university's plan, you know, across all of those fronts to improve the diversity footprint for the university. We are a $4 billion a year.
Yeah. And that's real money.
That's real money, and we can change a lot of behavior with that,
yes.
And so we should. With that being said,
move acceptance of agenda items, roll call agenda items.
Second.
Do we have one comment before we take the vote?
I have a question on item 18, which is the sale of the Sudbury Endowment Farm in Bureau County. Page 2 of that statement, it says that the trustee shall convey and transfer the trust property to the university for allocation to the Department of Agriculture with the request that it be used for experimental farming purposes, and trust shall terminate. I guess I asked that, whether that means that it can be sold. As I read this, it sounds like the property is to be used for experimental purposes. Does the term allocation mean that it can be transferred for sale?
Walter, do you want to comment, or does Doug want to comment?
I think there's been a very careful review of this particular donor, this particular farm. We came to the conclusion after legal analysis of the trust that there was no prohibition to sell it. The only thing restriction that, of course, was in the agreement in the donor's request is that the benefit from the sale go to the original donor intent, which was basically to ACES. So I think that this is absolutely in accordance with what we're allowed to do legally.
Very good. Thank you.
And this is in accordance with policy also of the university.
Thank you.
May I also briefly mention this? What about, Walter, is there going to be, once we hire this broker, a minimum bid in this auction process before we start it, or is it just what highest bidder?
There will be a minimum bid. We have an appraised value. It's about $4,400 an acre. Be about $1,550,000 would be the minimum.
Thank you.
Given the return of farmland sales of recent neck area, I don't think that'll be a problem.
Good.
Particularly in Bureau County.
Yeah. That's a good. I think we have a motion. No, is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Excuse me.
Okay.
Student advisory votes. Mr. Felix?
Aye to all.
Mr. Reschke?
Yes to all.
Official vote. Dr. Carroll?
Yes.
Ms. Asara?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy?
Aye. Yes.
Dr. Kortz?
Yes.
Mr. McMillan?
Yes.
Mr. Montgomery?
Aye.
Mr. Oliver, he's not here. Governor Quinn, Ms. Strobel,
aye.
Mr. Tortolaro,
aye.
Mr. Zabrotny,
aye.
Thank you. All items passed, Mr. Chair.
Okay. All items have passed. Now, where
here's
do we
the,
go?
Here's the next thing. Chair asked Professor Bergulis. Now we have three reports now.
Okay, so we can bring up the representatives of the Faculty Senate.
Just Nick Bergulis.
Okay,
right.
So is Nick?
There you go.
Great.
Hi, everyone. The report from the Senate is given by the outgoing Senate Executive Committee Chair, so this is actually my last responsibility in this role, and I'm very happy to hand this role over to Joyce Tolliver, who's going to be a really terrific chair this year. There are three items I'd like to talk about that we spent a lot of time on the last year, and I'll try to be brief about these. First of all, a topic that President White brought up, the global campus. I don't want to rehearse right now why the Global Campus Initiative didn't succeed, but last winter, President White asked me to chair a task force charged with developing a proposal for dismantling the Global Campus, reallocating its resources where possible, and transitioning to a new e-learning model based more on building and supporting the growth of successful campus online programs. I think we continue to share a strong institutional commitment to the importance of extending affordable access to higher education opportunities through online media. I think that this is a tremendous area of opportunity for us. I think Chancellor Ringheise's report on how successful online education has been at Springfield really is a model for the other two campuses about what we can do given the resources that this university has had, and also how we can collaborate together across the campuses to do programs where we build critical mass that no one campus can do on its own. I wish I could say more about this right now. It's an area that I'm personally very invested in. Unfortunately, paying off the global campus's $8 to $10 million debt and general budget difficulties have meant that so far at least there are no resources to help launch the new e-learning initiative. I hope there will be an opportunity to come back at some future time and discuss this issue and its importance with you in the future. Second, a topic that we spent a lot of time on at the Urbana Senate, and I think it's a reflection of the changing nature of the university, is seeking to get Senate representation for academic professionals. As I'm sure you know, academic professionals are increasingly important at this university as they are at all universities. They do the same work as faculty, they teach courses, they do research, they don't get paid as much, generally speaking, and they don't have tenure. But given their importance, we felt in our Senate that it was important to give them some significant representation in the Senate's deliberations. There was a Senate straw vote that expressed support for the general idea of adding academic professionals to the Senate, but frankly, that deliberation got bogged down about the precise methods by which they could be selected. I hope that the Senate this year will take this issue up again, and I think it's an important move in the direction of fairness to give these really important university employees representation in our academic deliberations, because they do academic work, just as faculty do, just as regular faculty do. Third, I'd like to summarize very briefly what we're doing about the admissions issue in the Urbana Senate. At the beginning of the summer, I was getting a lot of phone calls from state and national media saying, why hasn't the faculty expressed itself on this issue? Why haven't you had a vote of no confidence? Where's the outrage among the faculty as the admissions issue scandal was starting to unfold? And I told the reporters, that's not how we do things here. That under our system of shared governance, the relationship of the faculty and the student senate and the administration is not an adversarial one, but rather one of trying to work together to promote the interests of the university. I told them we were going to wait till the completion of the MICVA commission, the Admissions Review Commission report, and that we weren't going to make any decisions until all the facts were in. We also wanted to take the time to meet with and question our campus and university leaders. And we wanted to take the time for careful and thoughtful deliberation. This wasn't a decision to be rushed into. The MICVA report, as you all know, was issued a little bit over a month ago. And since then, we have been very, very busy with this issue. There have been numerous meetings of the Senate Executive Committee, including several discussions with the President and the Chancellor. We have gone through many, many, many drafts of documents. We originally were planning to vote on this resolution at the August 31st meeting. We've delayed the vote for 2 weeks, and we did it for a couple of reasons. One is we wanted to bend over backwards to provide every opportunity for the President and the Chancellor to meet with the Senate, to answer questions from the faculty and the students, and to make their case for the admissions situation, how we got into this mess, and how we can get out of it. We also felt it was important, given the very, very short time frame once the MICVA Commission issued its report, to give the faculty a little bit more time to deliberate for what I call the most important vote that this Senate will probably ever take in its history. If it's that important, then you really have to give it due time. On this Monday, the Senate is scheduled to vote on the Senate Executive Committee's recommendations for how we can move forward in this process and reestablish public trust in the integrity of our admissions processes and our administrative leadership. I don't know right now how that vote's going to turn out, but I know that the faculty and the students in our Senate are taking it very, very seriously. I'd be happy to answer questions if you have any questions. Okay, thank you.
Student reports. Student trustee reports.
Can I come back to that? So I think we'll hear from the students who have been participating with us all day. We've enjoyed having you all with us, so please share with us your thoughts.
Thank you for your time. I said this at the last board meeting, but I'd like to say that I'm honored to meet the rest of the new board, and I'd like to welcome all the new board members. Here at the Urbana campus, we're finishing the third week of classes, and we're slowly drawing closer to our first football game. Although I didn't get to light the torch at convocation like Mr. Zavratny, I did get the honor of being on stage and being a part of the ceremony. Coming into the school year, there's a lot of concern on campus about the H1N1 influenza on campus. Some sources predicted that as many as half the students would get ill. I believe currently Washington State, or it might be the University of Washington, already has Washington State already has close to or over 2,000 cases of the reported illness. But I'm very optimistic to say that the university has taken extensive protocols and done excessive planning, and the university and McKinley Health Center have gone to great lengths to ensure the students will be safe. And so I think we will go through the year without much trouble with this. And I would just like to thank you for your time and welcome you all to the board.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
How you doing? I'd like to thank the governor for designating the vote to me. I know it was a very tough decision to make. I myself would not be able to choose between the three of us. I've met Matt and Derek on several occasions, and honestly speaking, Derek has a maturity and intelligence of someone twice his age. Matt has more charisma than anyone I've ever met. finally, although I am a student of Chicago campus, I pledge to represent the interests of the three campuses equally and take the opinions of my two student colleagues with the highest regard. Thank you, and I'm honored to have this privilege. Now to my real report. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak. First of all, I would like to welcome all the newly appointed trustees to the board. I've heard nothing but great things about you, and I trust that all of you believe in the University of Illinois at the highest level. Chancellor Alan Miras and I have several conversations about the campus aesthetics. She and I are committed to working with the board to address our deferred maintenance issues and to beautify the campus. I've been working closely with our Vice Chancellor for Administrative Services, Mark Donovan, to make some immediate improvements. We selected several locations on which flowers spelling out UIC, as well as bushes spelling out UIC, would be planted. This sort of project is very similar to accomplish at a minimal cost and will benefit the campus enormously. Also, USC started off the school year stronger than ever before. In the first 10 days of the school year, we increased enrollment to a record 26,187 students, and we increased participation by students, faculty, and staff in our successful new student convocation, the chancellor's welcome block party, and our orientation for new student athletes, as many more others. Finally, at the last board meeting, my fellow student trustees from the Champaign, Springfield, Matt, and Derek, and I were asked to find out how the students felt about the restructuring of the global campus. After speaking with several dozens of students, I've received a lot of confused and perplexed reactions. Most students did not know enough about the revised process to have any kind of an opinion. But once I explained the e-learning initiative to them, an overwhelming majority supported it. Therefore, as a student trustee of Chicago campus, I fully endorse this initiative. Thank you very much.
I want to thank everybody for this opportunity to talk and welcome in all of our new trustees and thank the governor for appointing such an awesome group of people. I do want to take a minute really quick to congratulate Dan on getting the vote. At UIS this year, we have once again record enrollment, where we are very, very close to the 5,000 mark, which is very important. And you can tell more people are on campus. Our on-campus housing is pretty much full. Campus life is thriving and will continue as our growth continues rapidly into the future. This year is off to a pretty good start. We had a lot of participation in our Welcome Week activities, as well as the Chancellor's Picnic, which was quite an event this year. And I'm looking forward to a really good year. It's off to a good start. Thank you.
Thank you all very much. I'd say, you know, as I mentioned earlier, you participated in fully in the discussions that we had earlier in this room.